Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., on the Team 980 on the AM side in Richmond. Check us out on 910 The Fan, and we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. Joining us right now is our pal Mike Rizzo, President General Manager of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Junkies, how we doing?
We're Hello, doing
Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, we were talking about this before the top of the hour. The wildfires in Canada, the air has been really bad in the Northeast. New York City apparently was really bad in terms of the air quality index level. Did your guys notice it last night?
We did. Almost like a cloud of smoke over the ballpark. It's very hazy, almost looked like a haze in the air where, you know, you're preparing for rain. It was, you could definitely tell and you could definitely see it. Yeah, it's something. It's really crazy.
Was it harder to breathe for those guys?
I didn't get any of that. I didn't get any breathing ailments or anything like that, but we did notice it. We did notice the air was definitely heavier and different.
Mm-hmm. Did it affect ball flight? Doesn't look like there was a bunch of hits,
bunch of home runs.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it did. Yeah. You know, it's pretty, you know, pretty warm, calm night, which, you know, the ball flies pretty good when it's warmer here in D.C. So yeah, I don't think that had any effect on it.
So you guys had a big lead last night. You scored four in the top or the bottom of the first. I think Stone Garrett hit his first ever grand slam. Could be wrong on that, but I think that's what they said. But then, you know, Irvin got in some trouble in the fourth, and then you brought in Cool or Ramirez, and then Cool. So, give me your synopsis on the game last night.
Sloppy game, bad game. We had a lead.
CJ had another error. Oh, sucks.
Yeah, they walked. You know, they handed us some runs. They walked a bunch of guys in the first, and Stone hit the bomb, a grand slam. We had the lead. And, you know, you can't walk eight guys, hit two guys, balk, and make two errors and try and win a baseball game in the big leagues, especially against a good up-and-coming team like the D-backs.
You sound pissed off. So,
you are pissed.
When that happens, what do you do? I know you talk to Davey after every game. I mean, do you go down there? Are you, like, storming or do you decompress a little bit? What's that like for you?
No, you know, we don't storm down there. You know, Davey and I talk so much that, he's as upset as I am. He gets it. Yeah. Players get it. They see it. They, you know, everybody knows. It's no secret that, right, you know, you've got to pound the strike zone. You got to throw strikes and that kind of thing. And that's the, the building blocks and the, you know, the experience level of being in the big leagues. You know, Jake Irvin is a young rookie with, a handful of starts under his belt, and you just have to get into the attack mode, the strike throwing mode, and you can't get free passes. These hitters are too good, and you know they're going to get their hits. So like Max Scherzer always did. You know, he'd give up some home runs, but they were always solo home runs, and you can overcome solo home runs if you don't walk guys and throw a lot of pitches and behind. On a lot of hitters, and the fielders are standing around, and it's no coincidence that when you work fast, throw strikes, and change speeds, when the ball's put in play, you play better defense, and that's what we got to get back to.
We haven't talked to you lately about the rules changes and how it has affected the game, and one thing that I think it's pretty obvious. I'm sure you know the data is it's just easier to steal bases. You can get, and yeah. I'm wondering, like, as a general manager and president of baseball ops, moving forward, how much is that going to affect the way that you plan your future? Are you going to look for more speed in the future? What is the thinking there?
I do. I think it's you know, it's a point of emphasis for the future for sure, since they implemented the new rule. It's much easier to steal bases. You see the totals are way up, and I think it brings more action into the game, which is what MLB wanted to do. And with the throwover rules and the bigger bases, it's just easier to steal them. So I think that the speed component of your team is going to be more and more prevalent in the game. And again, you know, keep harping on this is that, you know, walks to, you know, players like Corbin and those guys, they're doubles in today's game. So, you know, you're not just walking those fast guys, but you're putting them on second base, and that, you know, that's a recipe for disaster. So, I do think that, you know, you'll construct teams and rosters with that in mind, and you know, base running is becoming, you know, more and more prevalent and more and more important as you construct your roster.
Do you think we'll get back to having players a la, now these guys are special, but a la Ricky Henderson and Vince Coleman?
Well, you're just talking about the two greatest of all time. So, yeah, I think there's a chance that we could see a 100 stolen base person in the future, I would think.
Really?
I love that. I haven't
really paid attention. Are the pitching clock penalties, are they declining?
I think guys are making an adjustment and getting used to it. I think we've been very successful in that, both hitting-wise and pitching-wise. I think we're sixth least penalized team in the league. So, you know, we're guys are making adjustments, and I don't see that being a factor in the games much anymore at all.
So
every so often you see on SportsCenter or something, you know, they call a guy out on, right, you know, on the third strike on the penalty. But beyond that, I don't notice it that much with us.
How much time has it shaved off at the end of the day? What's the average time it's shaved off?
I don't know the official numbers, guys, but it's
noticeable.
Recognizable. You know, you could see it. It's very noticeable. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20, 25 minutes per game when we've had, you know, we're routinely playing, you know, 3 hours and 25 minutes, 3 hour and 30 minute games, two, 3 years ago. And now it's kind of noticeable when you play a 3 hour game now. So
that's great. So it's actually worked out.
Lane Thomas, who's having a really good year, hit number 9 last night. He's hitting .280. So there were a few positives in the lineup anyway, but Lane Thomas especially, and Stone Garrett hitting the grand slam.
Manessis is on a streak.
Yeah, we're scoring some runs. I think, you know, we have up to this point of the season from last season, I think we've increased our run production like third or fourth most in the league. So, you know, we're grinding out at bats, we're scoring some runs, and you know, we just have to get back to pitching better, starters going longer, and playing better defense. And that's the key for me. We have to play cleaner baseball games to win. And last night that wasn't a clean, crisp game for us.
Mike, moving down a few levels, you move James Wood up to Double A Harrisburg. He's been there for, I believe, 7 games now, and some of the home runs he hit at the Bay Sox Stadium, those were some jaw droppers. I mean, he was hitting some deep balls against the Bay Sox a couple days ago.
Hey, he's a good player. He forces you to move him level to level, and he's coming fast, and yeah, he can. He's a good hitter first, and he's got power second, and that's how I like it. He's got his future power is kind of off the charts, but you couple that with he knows the strike zone. He's a good hitter, and he's a two-way player because he plays good defense and run the base as well. So he's one of those complete guys that can impact the lineup.
So I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but just want to get your, I guess, quick reaction to the Strasburg news.
Well, Strasburg, we had known about that for a little while, that he was struggling to to regain any, baseball activities. And it's unfortunate. I know he's not happy about it, but, we're I'm a Strauss guy, man. I'm in his corner, always will be, and just hoping the best for him. And he's going to be around here for a long time. So we just want the best for him, and hopefully he gets back to some normalcy, and then we'll see where it goes after that.
I don't know if you've talked to him about this, but sometimes I wake up and I sleep wrong and my neck hurts. Does he sleep with neck pain every single night, or are there certain times that are better than others?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the day to day. I just see him when he comes in and gets his rehab from the guys and I'm sure if you've ever had any back pain or shoulder pain hip pain, you know how uncomfortable it is on a daily basis. So I think that he's going through that. He's working hard to try and get relief of that, and to he's going to rehab pretty consistently, and just trying to regain some functionality, and then whatever happens from there.
How is Strasburg doing psychologically? Because I know, having had a bunch of surgeries myself, when it kept happening, you get disheartened. Is he getting disheartened?
I wouldn't say he's depressed or down in the dumps. I think that he's bummed out that he can't be around his teammates and he can't help the baseball team. But I think that he's one of these athletes. These guys are competitors, so he's competing right now into getting healthy again and getting back into it. And he's got a good family support system. With his internal family, he's got a good family support system with us. As a ball club, and I think he's going to grind through this and be fine at the end of the day.
Hey, to answer a question from earlier, it looks like, at least as of 2 weeks ago, the average game now is 2 hours and 38 minutes, which is down about 25 minutes.
You were right.
Yep.
You nailed it.
All over it,
Mike.
All right.
You nailed
it. All right. Off the top of my head.
Actually, just to give you a historical perspective, in 1975, your average game was 2 hours and 33 minutes. So you kind of have gotten back to like 1975 levels.
That was a great era.
Yeah, What a great, I thought it was MLB, it was a gutsy move by them. And I think tip of the cap to MLB for instituting it and for the players for embracing it and adjusting to it. It's been great.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, we will talk to you next week. Best of luck.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Mike Rizzo.
Speaking of baseball injuries, Jacob DeGrom is going to have Tommy John. Mm-hmm. And I kind of knew this was going to be a bad contract just based on his injury history. Mm-hmm. But he signed a $185 million deal with the Rangers in the offseason. And if you just kind of look at his numbers over the last few years, he's missed a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to be out minimum a year.
Wow.
So they're hoping he's going to be back middle of next year, but he probably won't be back until later next year.
Hope they insured the contract.
And the Rangers are good, mm-hmm. and they've got really good pitching outside of DeGrom, but that's a killer.
Mike Rizzo was brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Coming up at 9:45 on a game show Wednesday, we'll give you a chance to win some great prizes as we play Name That Height Thing. But coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.